Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a thrilling match that ended Leeds United's unbeaten streak since December, Coventry City emerged victorious with a 2-1 win, boosting their playoff hopes and setting a new attendance record at the CBS Arena. This victory not only keeps Coventry 3 points behind Norwich City, but also marks a significant moment in their season, stirring excitement among fans for what's next. The match was a showcase of Coventry's resilience and strategic gameplay, extending their unbeaten run to 15 league games and securing a spot in their first FA Cup semi-final since 1987. Under the leadership of manager Mark Robbins and the tactical acumen of coach Adi Vivich, Coventry has demonstrated a strong attacking presence and superb defence, elements that were crucial in their recent triumph. While Coventry fans revel in the possibility of repeating this performance against Ipswich and Southampton, Leeds United supporters are left weighing their chances. Despite the setback, Leeds still has the opportunity to finish in the top two of the league, a goal that remains within reach. The reactions from both sets of fans reflect a mix of disappointment, optimism, and determination for the remainder of the season. This victory for Coventry not only cements their status as formidable contenders in the Championship playoff race, but also highlights the strategic depth and cohesion within the team. As the season progresses, the implications of this win could be far-reaching, influencing both teams' strategies and morale as they vie for top positions in the league. As Storm Kathleen, the 11th named Storm of the 2023-2024 season, unleashes its fury on the UK and Ireland with powerful 70 miles per hour gales, the impact is widespread, disrupting travel, causing power cuts, and prompting flood warnings. This storm is not just another weather event, it's a significant disruption, affecting flights, rail, and ferry services, and leaving tens of thousands without electricity. The Met Office has issued a yellow wind warning for northern Scotland, highlighting the potential for severe travel disruptions and danger in coastal areas. Similarly, the Scottish Environmental Protection Agency has put out flood alerts and warnings, a clear indication of the storm's strength and its capacity to affect life and property. In Ireland, about 34,000 homes, farms, and businesses have been plunged into darkness due to power outages, with ESB networks actively working to restore electricity. Interestingly, amidst the chaos, the UK experienced its warmest day of the year, with temperatures reaching 20.9 degrees Celsius in Suffolk. This unusual mix of severe storm conditions and record high temperatures underscores the unpredictable nature of weather patterns currently affecting the region. Authorities are urging the public to exercise caution, especially around coastal and flood-prone areas, advising against unnecessary travel and warning against the dangers of floodwaters. The situation is a stark reminder of the power of natural events and the importance of preparedness and caution during such times. In a tragic turn of events in Bradford city centre, a young mother's life was cut short in a daylight stabbing, sparking an urgent manhunt by West Yorkshire Police for 25-year-old Habibur Massam from Oldham. The incident has not only left a community in shock, but has also ignited a fervent search for the suspect, believed to have known the victim. The victim, a 27-year-old woman, was attacked while pushing a pram, leading to fatal injuries that resulted in her death at the hospital. This heinous act has prompted an immediate response from the authorities. Massam, the man at the centre of this search, is described as an Asian male with a slim build. His last known attire includes a distinctive padded jacket marked by three large horizontal lines and maroon trainers, a detail that the police hope will aid in his identification. In their efforts to apprehend Massoum, West Yorkshire Police have disseminated a picture and CCTV footage of him to the public. Additionally, a knife, believed to be the weapon used in the attack, has been recovered from the scene. The police have stressed that Massoum and the victim were likely acquainted and are urging anyone who spots him to avoid confrontation and instead call 999 immediately. To ensure the safety of the community and to facilitate the search, a significant police presence has been established in the area. The authorities are appealing to anyone with information on Massoum's movements or whereabouts to come forward. This can be done by reporting current sightings to 999 and any other pertinent information through the police's live chat online or by calling 101, quoting log 1071 of April 6th. This collective effort aims not only to bring justice for the victim, but also to prevent further harm. As the Israel-Hamas conflict hits its six-month milestone, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak steps into the spotlight, balancing support for Israel's defence rights with a strong call for peace in Gaza. This delicate stance underscores the UK's nuanced approach to a war that has drawn global concern and condemnation. Sunak didn't mince words as he condemned the tragic deaths of aid workers caught in an Israeli strike, simultaneously demanding the release of hostages held by Hamas. This reflects a broader international outcry against the humanitarian toll of the conflict. Meanwhile, under the weight of US pressure, Israel has agreed to boost humanitarian aid to Gaza, signalling a potential shift towards addressing the dire needs of civilians caught in the crossfire. The UK's response to the crisis is multifaceted. Not only is it engaging in robust dialogues with Israel, emphasising the need for transparency and accountability, especially regarding arms sales, but it's also taking tangible steps to alleviate suffering. The deployment of a Royal Navy ship to deliver aid, coupled with a £9.7 million aid package, marks a significant UK commitment to Gaza's civilian population. Across the pond, US President Joe Biden is making his stance known, urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu towards an immediate ceasefire. This international push for peace comes amid an escalating conflict that has begun to ripple across the region, with Israeli strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon and attacks on vessels near Yemen, highlighting the growing instability. The six-month mark of the Israel-Hamas conflict serves as a grim reminder of the ongoing struggle and the urgent need for a resolution. With the UK and US stepping up their diplomatic and humanitarian efforts, the world watches, hoping for a breakthrough in a war that has already taken too much. In a chilling turn of events in South London, human remains have been unearthed in Rowdown Fields, New Addington, Croydon, sparking a murder investigation that has already seen two arrests. This case has gripped the local community and is now under the scrutiny of law enforcement and the public alike. Two individuals, a 44-year-old man and a 48-year-old woman, find themselves at the centre of this investigation, arrested on suspicion of murder following the grim discovery. The identity of the remains is a crucial piece of the puzzle currently being determined through a post-mortem examination. Leading the charge is Detective Inspector Martin Thorpe, who is focused on piecing together the victim's identity and unravelling the events that led to this tragic outcome. The Metropolitan Police are not standing alone in their quest for answers. They're reaching out to the public for assistance. In an appeal for information, authorities are encouraging anyone with knowledge of the incident to step forward. This collaborative effort underscores the importance of community involvement in solving such serious crimes. As the investigation unfolds, law enforcement continues to maintain a strong presence in the area, signalling their commitment to bringing justice to the victim. With the investigation still active, the coming days are critical in shedding light on this dark incident. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.